North Bay City Council will be asked to accept the recommendation by the Community and Recreation Center Ad Hoc Committee to proceed on a new project with a $52 million upset limit, according to a report from São John Severino. The matter appears on Tuesday's agenda at both the committee and council level. A majority vote during the regular meeting will direct staff to prepare and issue a request for expression of interest for the construction of a new community and recreation center to be located adjacent to the Omishal Sports Complex with an upset limit of $52 million that will include the minimal functional programming, per Severino's report. A draft of estimated space and program requirements for a cheaper, simpler build can be found here. Among the highest priority amenities are two ice pads with seating for 250 spectators each, 12 change rooms with a capacity of 25 people, a barrier-free room for referees to hold 8, and a parking lot with room for 223 vehicles, 10 accessible parking spaces and a drop-off area for transit. In mid-August, elected officials held a special meeting of council and formed the Ad Hoc Arena Committee. Councillor Lana Mitchell, also the chair of Council's Infrastructure and Operations Committee, heads the Community and Recreation Center Ad Hoc Committee. Its other members are councillors Mac Bain, Gary Gardiner, Jamie Lowery and Chris Main. Mayor Peter Chirico is an ex officio member of the committee and will only vote in the event of a tie. In late August, Chirico told Beta Day the discarded arena proposal was unaffordable for our community at that price. Both Chirico and Mitchell previously spoke about the project and the ad hoc committee in this video. The tender for the previous proposal has been withdrawn. The cost was a sticking point for many when it came to the City of North Bay's proposed twin pad arena and community center designed to be constructed at the Steve Omishal Sports Complex on Lakeshore Drive. The revealing of the bids in mid-June ended any hope of keeping construction costs near the estimate of approximately $44 million as three contractors submitted tenders ranging from $70.8 million to $82.3 million. Add another $8 million in design and ancillary costs to the low bid and it has ballooned to an $80 million project. Council members unanimously recommended forming this separate committee to decide the direction of the Twin Pad Arena and Community Center proposal in time for the Sept. 19 meeting. See related. Arena saga continues. Committee recommends creating committee. And what we learned from the arena meeting. Prior to that, an amendment was tabled by Mitchell and Cown. Justine Mala, pushing a decision on the proposed Twin Pad Arena and Community Center pushed back to the August 15 special committee meeting. See also, Council puts arena decision temporarily on ice. Find below the terms of reference for the Ad Hoc Community and Recreation Center Committee. Mandate. Identifying an affordable project upset limit. Confirming the location of the new community center. Reviewing the options to deliver the project as outlined in report to Council Number IO 2023-16 dated August 1. The committee shall provide a report to the Infrastructure and Operations Committee no later than September 19 regarding the project upset limit. The recreational and community needs that must be addressed by the facility, and the location of the facility in a way that balances fiscal responsibility and recreational and community needs. The guiding principles of the committee shall be: build a healthy and active community, provide inclusive and accessible recreational opportunities, multi-use and multi-generational, modern and responsive to community needs, support sport tourism initiatives, foster and support partnerships, financially responsible, strategic approaches for the long term.